the beginning of time, with every major shift in culture, God has sent agents of change. Great thinkers emerging from the primordial...
Dude, it's primordial.
Primordial ooze of mediocrity for such a time as this.
Freeing the minds of the brainwashed masses.
With your host, Sharon Hughes, bringing you the best on faith, family, and freedom.
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for joining me for this weekend edition of God Talk, Standing Strong in the Day in Which We Live. And boy, if we ever needed to stand strong, it's today. So for the next 15 minutes or so, I just want to share with you some thoughts that hopefully will encourage you and help you to be able to continue to stand strong in the day in which we live. You know, we all need hope. Here it is, January 2021, and I know that all of us were hoping that all that we experienced in 2020 could be like a bad dream. I'm talking about COVID and the election crisis and the riots and all of it. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to wake up from that bad dream yet. And yet, it's not really a dream, is it? It's reality. After almost a year of us having to be under unbelievable restrictions because of COVID and all of the heartache, many of us have lost loved ones, friends, and family. Many have had COVID and are suffering still in the aftermath. Many of you are frontline workers and have been exhausted, and all of us have not only grown weary from this, but we are traumatized as a nation because of the breach on the U.S. Capitol, because of the second impeachment of our president, 20,000 troops or more at our Capitol leading up to an inauguration. Who would have ever thought we would see what we are seeing in our nation today? But I want to encourage us to not lose faith. And I want to point out something that has been really important for me to remember. And that is that in order to have faith, we need to have hope. Because the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of, or faith is being sure of what we hope for. So if we don't have hope, we can't have faith. We all want hope. We all need hope. And hope, as defined in the Bible, is this, quote, confident expectation that something good will happen. I mean, who of us hope for something bad to happen? But also, along this line, let's think about the fact that hope is more than just wishful thinking or a desire for a good result or outcome. It can be those things, but biblical hope is based on confident expectation or being sure that what we've been praying for, what God has promised, will come to pass. It's a solid confidence and trust. And like I said, faith is being sure of what you hope for. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Another thought about hope is that hope is contagious, even healing. But in a world that's often dark, as it is right now, it's easy to wonder if real, lasting hope is attainable. But here's a promise that you can count on. Lasting hope, real hope, is found in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ. I like to think about it this way, and I'm not sure where I heard this years ago, but Jesus is my hope rope. The Bible says that hope is like an anchor that goes all the way into the Holy of Holies, and that's the picture of what Jesus did. He entered the Holy of Holies for us, and all the promises of God and all the blessings of God were secured by him, and it's like an anchor. And of course, an anchor has a rope. And I sometimes have felt like I am just holding on to that hope rope. Jesus is my hope rope. I hang on to him so I don't have to just hang on by a thread, as some have said. And so one of the things that is vital in days such as we are living in now is prayer. And if you don't know how to pray, if you don't know the Lord yet, if you haven't made that decision to receive Jesus into your life, into your heart as your Savior, here's a prayer you can pray, even if you have doubts about whether it's all true. And I am confident that God will answer if you ask with a sincere heart. And that is this: God, if you are real, Jesus, if you are really the Savior of the world, will you please let me know? And if you ask that with a sincere heart, he will answer. As I am confident to say that no matter what you ask God, if you ask with a sincere heart, if you ask with that faith that is being sure of what you hope for, that's what faith is, because Jesus says, whatever you ask, believing you receive, you shall have it. So how do we pray in 2021 here, the beginning of this new year, with all the chaos of 2020 that has crossed over and crawled into the calendar of this year? I just want to point out that, you know, because we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future, or we can know who holds the future, and that, of course, is God. You know, and he tells us in his word, in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious for anything or about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Did you get that? Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, present your requests to God. You know, because he's God, he knows what's ahead. And I read somewhere, again, I can't recall. I read so much, hear so much. But, you know, the bottom line of it stays with me. I know you know what I mean. But somebody described how God can know everything. This was a good verbal visual for me to understand it. Because God is outside of time, there is no time in eternity. It's only here in our existence. It's like time is like a river that's flowing, and God is in a helicopter above, and he can go up river and he can go down river. He can see all things at all times. And as the Bible tells us, that he knows the end from the beginning. And that is very comforting to me and helps me to be confident in the things that I hope for. And that's because if God does know everything and he's not a man that he should lie, then whatever he says is not only the truth, but will come to pass, because he knows it will come to pass. He doesn't give us false hope. He doesn't just dangle stuff out there. The only time is if there is an if, such as in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent from their wicked ways and pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Other than that, if he makes a declaration, anything that he says will come to pass. And we can base our lives on that. We can then base our prayers on that and our hope. And of course, in order to do that, we need to know the word. So we not only need to pray, we need to be in the word perhaps as never before. And if I could give a suggestion here, you know, I've walked with the Lord for over 45 years. I've gone to Bible college, all of that, and have, you know, led women's Bible studies and so forth. Well, here's one way that I have studied the Bible off and on at times personally that I have found to be very helpful. And that is to take a tablet and just draw a line down the middle. And say here at the first of the year, maybe you're someone that starts reading the Bible in Genesis chapter 1 at the beginning of every year. Whatever part of the Bible you're reading, on the left side, say, you put what God did. On the other side, what do I see or learn about him by what he did? So, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what he did. What do I know about him? I have to stop and think and meditate on, oh my goodness, he created everything there is. And if you're like me, my mind will go off and I'll think about all the different things that he's created. For instance, just this past week, I saw someone post on social media some pictures and an article about a little animal that lives in Australia. I was not aware of this animal. I mean, I think all know that there are an awful lot of different kinds of creatures that live in Australia. Well, this little animal is called Quokkas, Quokkas. They are marsupials and they're native to Western Australia. And Google it. Go online and look. God created them with a perpetual smile. I mean, they really are smiling. You have to like, is this Photoshopped? And it's not. It's like someone said they have this look on their face that's saying, hey there, good to see you. Oh, and you brought some pie. Kind of smile on their face. God has such a sense of humor. So anyway, I digress here. One other key that I want to point out here is not only knowing God's word, so we know what his will is, we get to know him. And might I say, the more we get to know him, the more we love him. You know him is to love him, not know about him, but to know him. And of course, we can know his voice. Jesus says his sheep know his voice, and we can hear the voice of the Spirit who will lead us and guide us into wisdom and into truth, the way things really are, what he knows, like I said. But not only that, key to being able to have faith, of being sure of what we hope for, of having our heart be able to rest in faith, is to know his heart. And that's why I suggested that kind of a Bible study, because as you write down what he did, especially when you read about Jesus coming, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he so loved the world, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. When you read about Jesus's life, you can see the heart of God. You can know the heart of God. Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You can know what he's like. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there, as you well know, that is against God. You know, there are people such as Richard Dawkins and other atheists that are famous and written all kinds of books and have caused people to believe that God doesn't exist, or if he does exist, he's horrible. Well, I just want to leave you with this last thought here. I was thinking about how in regular relationships, I'll just use me as an example. For instance, if you don't know me, and you listen to someone who doesn't like me and tells you who I am or what I'm like, will you actually have an accurate view of me? No, because it will be tainted through their dislike of me. Or maybe you could talk to someone who really likes me. So does that mean that you'll know what I'm like? Actually, here's the deal. The best way to know me is to get to know me. And the same is true with God. The best way to know what God is like is to know him for yourself. So, having said all of that, in these perilous times, I want to encourage you, again, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, whether they're for yourself, family members, any other situation and circumstance in your life, or for our nation, or for our world. Make your request known to God. And it goes on to say, and he will keep your heart and your mind in peace. So that's our first installment for Standing Strong in the Day in Which We Live. I hope that you found this helpful. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. If you have any comments, you can always send them to talk@changingworldviews.com, or you can leave comments on social media. You can find all that information on our website at changingworldviews.com. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page for the links. And let me close out with one of my favorite songs. This is by the Newsboys. It's called We Believe.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there's only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe. We believe. Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back. He's coming.
So until I see you next time, remember that God has given you everything that you need to stand strong in the day in which we live.
You can follow Sharon at facebook.com/Sharon and twitter.com/Sharon. Please take advantage of our online shows covering topics and guests we can't possibly cover on our weekly show. That's why we offer more at our website, changingworldviews.com. Join Sharon next time, and until then, stay alert, stay informed, because we live in a changing world. We'll